from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How about the fact that we're getting rain? Some showers and thunderstorms. We had some light rain that crossed the region yesterday, but we have more active weather and a heavy thunderstorm possible this morning. Beneficial rain, but then there is the possibility of some localized flooding due to the shower activity.
Right now, the radar shows the most of it is to the south of the city right now, with a much larger area of showers moving in from the west, pretty much fills up the screen over here. So it looks like we're going to get, and these are, there's a lot of yellow and red here.
I was at Steelers training camp on Sunday, and it was so dry. I mean, it was hot. It was into the low 90s, but it wasn't quite as humid. But just looking at any of the grassy areas outside of the fields themselves, where they obviously water them, and everybody's lawns that haven't been watered are dried up.
Toasted.
Yeah, toasted. That's a good and accurate representation. So we need the rain as we get ready to close out July. That said,
communications was the issue on 9/11. It was an issue on January the 6th, and it was an issue in Butler.
That's the voice of Ron Layton, who is a local man that served four presidents with the Secret Service, who was very emotional and angry with what transpired 2 weekends ago at the Butler Farm Show for the rally for former President Donald Trump in the lapses, and we continue to get more details. In fact, the video released by a man named Dave Stewart, who had his cell phone and was recording near that building where the shooter was on top of the roof, he just got his phone back. It was confiscated by, he said, Pennsylvania State Police. They returned his phone. And he shared the video. He said he has more to share, but the critical moments of that came during about a 7-minute stretch. And he happened, they knew something was wrong. Now, this is just a citizen, and he knew something was wrong.
There's something going on in this building. Oh, my God. There's somebody in this building.
My guys, take a look at that joint. Take a look at the arrow at the bottom. See the big red arrow. Right.
Get down, guys. Get down. Yeah, just get down. Get behind this tree with me. Get behind this tree. Get behind this tree, guys. No. I'm just safe back here.
Obviously taking shelter, not knowing exactly what was coming next, but he had seen prior to those first shots fired by the shooter, they were looking for crooks, Police officers, including state police and one state trooper, had his pistol out. And again, this is well before the shots were fired, and they couldn't see him on that rooftop.
And that's the question. How could that many law enforcement officers looking for one person be that unable to find him?
Right. No, he was there. And then later in the video, you see a man in a suit come up to this Dave Stewart. And then he said all he wanted to see was his photo ID and took a picture of it. And then he said he took more video for the next 6 minutes, and his phone was confiscated by a Pennsylvania state trooper. But he got his phone back. And this video is going viral because it captures that moment, the critical moment. And it will be pieced together, no doubt, as they continue to unravel the timeline. And in just a few minutes, we're going to talk to a woman who shares a fence line with the Butler Farm Show. And Donald Trump says he's going to be going back to Butler at some point. They haven't given a date or location. And how about the city council potentially putting in these automated cameras at traffic lights that would, if you run a red light, you will have a photo, then they'll just mail you a ticket.
$100.
And they've done this in a lot of cities. And this will be the talk of the town, believe me, if they institute this, because you know how you could say, oh, I didn't go through the light, you know, if you're talking to a police officer, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was yellow when I went through. Well, now they'll have physical proof with digital photographs to show that you did or didn't. And you'll just get a ticket in the mail. I don't know how you fight that.
Similar to what I saw in Maryland not too long ago, along the side of the road, they look like metallic beehives, the speeding cameras. And if you're driving over a certain amount over the speed limit, they just send you a ticket automated. And they make a ton of money for the municipality.
Well, they actually have the technology to do this. In fact, your car has the technology to do it. If, say, you lease a car or you're renting a car, they have the technology to tell when you're speeding or violating certain laws. So we'll see if that gets instituted.
You can also submit to, if you want to, with certain insurance companies, allow them to put basically the technology in your car to tell what kind of driver you are, and then you send the results back to them, and then they base your rates on whether or not you're a safe driver or whether or not you've got a lead foot.
And how about this? People don't know this. A lot of cars are equipped with what is the equivalent to a black box that you hear about in airliners. You know, when there's a tragedy of a crash, they always talk about searching for the black box that gives them the electronic data that tells them what went wrong or what happened when. They have that technology for a lot of cars, and when there is an accident.
So in other words, you know where this would come in handy, if you ask me, like insurance fraud would be an example.
Yeah. So that's what people are talking about and more, and we've got you covered on the Big K Morning Show. Yeah, the smiley cookie, some of them now, Paul, have mustaches. Look suspiciously like Paul Skeens.
Yes, well, they should.
I don't know if I ever told you I was a cook at Eden Park.
You have mentioned it in the past.
I still love, you know, Super Burger.
Me too. Platter. Absolutely.
I mean, it's a go-to.
Slip in there after work, find a quiet corner, have a little Super Burger. Check your meal, email, you know.
And for you, my friend, a little cup of chicken noodle soup would go a long way.
They say it's Jewish penicillin, and I agree that it's very good for you.
Absolutely. But I didn't realize that it was Larry Hatch that had the idea of, you know, the car hop thing, which really was the precursor to all the drive-through stuff that we, you know, is now so common with everything, including banking and, you know, drive-through everything.
It was a big deal when I was a kid to go to the drive-in, and yet a car hop would come out and bring your food and hang it on the window. And
you mean like a drive-in theater?
No, the drive-in restaurants.
Oh, yeah,
you know, yeah. whether it was a, most of them were burger stands.
I remember training at the Eden Park and McKee's Rocks on a Sunday morning, cooking like 300 eggs. I just had a flashback. You know, when they said, their old slogan used to be, there's always something special cooking at Eden Park.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem was when I was cooking, they weren't sure exactly what it was. It all worked out in the end. Meanwhile, the Olympics are going on in France. I don't know if you're paying close attention or not. CBS's Anne-Marie Green has an update.
In Paris, there were thrilling Olympic moments, but one sport will have to wait an extra day. The men's triathlon was postponed from today until tomorrow because of high pollution levels in the River Seine. The U.S. men's gymnastics team, meanwhile, flipped and tumbled their way to a bronze medal. That's the first team medal for U.S. men's gymnastics in 16 years. In tennis, Novak Djokovic defeated longtime rival Rafael Nadal in what could be their final match against each other. In the pool, Katie Grimes and Emma Wyant won silver and bronze medals for Team USA in the 400-meter individual medley. And for the men, Luke Hobson nabbed bronze in the 200-meter freestyle. And by just 200th of a second, fourth-time gold medalist Ryan Murphy won the bronze in the 100-meter backstroke.
And our own Andy Lindberg, Paul, is going to join us at 8:30 because we talked about how do you find all these things, right? It's not like the old school, like NBC, then you got the Peacock, then you got streaming services. How do you find what it is you're looking for? And then we still have free TV. Tamara Rush from our news department said she cut the cord, right? And trying to figure out, how do I watch some of this stuff? Well, you can still watch free TV.
You can. Now, on my television, there's an entire channel that's set up just to be like a hub for all of the different events that you can watch. And some of them are free, and some of them are through Peacock, which is a subscription, right?
Right. It's an ancillary NBC subscription service.
And NBC is going to use the, you know, the number of events that they have, and they're going to put a certain number in behind the paywall because they know that that's the way to increase viewership. But there is enough, I think, based on what little I've seen, there's enough to watch, you know, if you care to watch a little bit of free television and then move along.
Well, talking to Andy yesterday, and again, he'll share this with everybody, is the fact that over-the-air free TV, which a lot of people don't understand still exists, also includes these HD digital channels, you know, with some of the throwback stuff where all they're playing is old black and white shows or comedies. Or it's actually fascinating because if you went to just about any household, I'm sure people have a different array of how they're getting their television these days. And very few are getting the free stuff. Old traditional way on the antenna.
I was reading the other day, Larry, that the majority of the viewing is...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling,
"Come on, move!"
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Is in the United States is now no longer over the air.
Isn't that
amazing? It's by cable or streaming or satellite.
Yeah, I don't think people even understand. I've said this to several people. You know, you can get these channels for free. Nah. Yes. How do I do that? Well, we're going to tell you the old-fashioned way. And coming up right after the news with Paul, we're going to go live to Butler, the woman that shares a fence with the Butler Farm Show, get her reaction to Donald Trump saying he's coming back. This is the Big K Morning Show. Thank you for choosing us. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And last Wednesday, we spoke to Amanda Gibson, whose property shares a fence line at the Butler Farm Show, the site of former President Donald Trump's rally a couple of Saturdays ago. Obviously, the tragic turn and the assassination attempt. And Amanda was sharing it with us kind of the post-action that has had traumatized her family and neighbors. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
The question is, how are you first? How are you and your family and the kids?
We're doing pretty good. We kind of are still kind of struggling. We went to a Pirates game last Sunday, and the girls lasted two innings. They were just like, it's just too much too soon, like just the movement alone. So it's definitely going to be a process.
And we've seen details emerge, and I'm sure you followed that, text messages with police officers and a video that came out yesterday from a man who had his phone confiscated about the details around that. We'll get into the portion of it throughout the morning, but I wanted to ask you, when Donald Trump said he wants to come back to Butler, they haven't announced a date or place, what was your reaction?
That's definitely something. I think it's probably the most stressful detail I've heard, to be honest, as weird as that may sound. It's just so many feelings all in one, and I feel like it's too soon. But to be quite honest, I don't feel that anybody should be able to make that decision except Corey Compitore's family. No disrespect to the other two victims of the families, but this family paid the ultimate sacrifice. And they're the ones I personally feel should be the ones to decide whether this happens or not. I feel like there's several reasons that I feel are really important to Butler, the nation, the community, as to why he would come back. I feel like it could be very powerful. But I think the most important thing that needs to be focused on, this decision needs to be focused around, is what's best for the victims, and not what's best for the campaign. At the end of the day, I don't think that whether he comes back or not is really going to swing voting here in Butler.
Amanda, Paul Rasmussen here. Let's get back to the violation of the safety of your home. The idea of your safe place is been disturbed. Obviously, it's going to change everything, especially for your children. How old are they?
They're 7 and 9.
My goodness. What have you been telling them?
I try to do it with a positive vibe. Like I said in the last show, my oldest got sick, so we ended up on the other side of the fence to watch President Trump. And I just try to encourage them and be like, hey, you know what? Thank goodness that you were able to realize that you needed to go somewhere else. Like, you may have saved our life that day. And I just kind of make them a hero of a really bad story. And I try to normalize things. This doesn't happen every day. This isn't normal, and it's a freak accident. And, you know, I've always been one that if you rip off the bandage early and put the hard work in, you're never going to escape this trauma and essentially this nightmare unless you confront it. So, you know, I've literally made a point of kind of walking along the fence line, just just to bring normalcy back to them. This has been their home. As a parent, it's my job to make it a safe space, and I just have to continue to do the little things that make them realize that.
And it's only been 2 weeks and a few days, so this is still very, very fresh, especially for the people of Butler. We're with Amanda Gibson, who shares a fence line at the Butler Farm Show. So, Amanda, are people still coming down your street from all over? You saw license plates from everywhere just to gawk and look?
Yeah, I mean, it comes in spurts. I mean, we may have one really kind of semi-calm day where, you know, we'll say 50 cars. But it seems like something, anything small that kind of piques the public's interest, we see a spike. Like when they said Congress was on the roof, I definitely that evening had seen a big spike in more interest. So it really does come in spurts around here still. I definitely think that once the information is released as to where and when, I feel like it's going to spike back up again, you know, whether it be vendors or, you know, whatever. I definitely feel like we're in the middle of just waiting for the next tide to come in, so to speak.
Well, we have 99 days till the election, so we're not sure when it will occur, where there will be another visit. But obviously, we'll check in. And if we can do anything to help you, let us know, too.
I appreciate that.
Because you're wanting to get the kids back to school. I mean, moms and dads are talking about back to school and getting ready for that, which is hopefully will bring some normalization or some degree of it.
Yeah, I'm excited for school. It'll be nice to kind of keep their mind busy and refocused for a while. I do wonder, and I pray for the upcoming school year. I hope these teachers are ready for, you know, at whatever point these kids may show these signs. I hope that they're well educated in this type of thing through the district to just, you know, be able to love on these kids through the year and realize that this wasn't their normal happy summer for some of them.
Amanda, thank you for sharing. Appreciate it. And
thank you. Have a good-
stay in touch.
Okay, thank you, Larry.
Amanda Gibson, again, who shares a fence line there at the Butler Farm Show and has been dealing with a lot, as you heard, with her children.
What a wise and determined woman she is.
She's got a very good attitude. And we'll stay in touch. And then we find out whatever comes next. We'll keep you posted here on the Big K Morning Show. Download the free Odyssey app. Take us with you wherever you go, maybe even on vacation. We'll keep you posted what's going on in the Berg anytime, anywhere. That's AUDACY. Meanwhile, Steelers had practice off yesterday on a Monday. And if you're headed up today, a couple of notes. You know who I ran into? I never met before. Sunday, Paul, when I was at training camp, was Russell Wilson.
Hey.
Obviously, a lot of people want to know, hey, ask how Russell Wilson's at practice, and he is today scheduled to practice today.
I guess he injured his calf, tweaked it, I guess. He was pushing a sled, a blocking sled.
Yeah, and in abundance of caution, you know, they don't want to risk it. Keep in mind, in 2 days, the National Football League begins.
Unbelievable.
They got the Hall of Fame game, Canton, Ohio, Thursday night, and then the celebration weekend. Not as critical as it usually is for us in Pittsburgh because there's no Steelers going in this year. They're usually, it's unbelievable. How about that 1 year when there was what? We had a whole slew, five, with, you know, the legacy guys that went in too.
By the way, I wanted to mention, as long as you're on the topic, I got some time to watch a couple of old Steelers documentaries. The first one was, of course, the last game at Three River Stadium. Was fun to watch.
I was there.
I assumed you were.
Just as a fan.
I assumed that you were.
I took my mom, of all things. She would never go. She didn't like to go out in public, like crowds. And I said, Mom, you want to go to the Steelers last game at Three River? She goes, I'll go. So we went. It was great.
Also caught on YouTube a kind of an edited replay of the Steelers hosting Carolina in what turned into a big snowstorm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was a really fun game to watch. Jerome Bettis was just pounding the ball.
How about Jerome? He was around over the weekend, too, at that Celebrity Care Fest. How about that iconic moment when he ran over Hall of Famer Brian Urlacher of the Bears with snow flying?
Yeah.
Great, trucked him.
Great images.
That's my favorite Bettis move. Outside of him running out and Joey Porter holding the team back in Detroit for the Super Bowl when they announced.
Joey Porter made a couple of big plays in that Carolina game. The defense was suffocating, just suffocating. Hines Ward played really good, too. You know, what else is new, right?
Yeah, Steelers have had an unbelievable record of tremendous talent, and this year's no different. Training camp, St. Vincent College, parking lots open at 7:30, campus gates at 8:30, public practice starts at 10:30. Mobile tickets are required. If you don't know, you can try to get one. They're free at Steelers.com. So if you're going, hopefully, looking at the rain, let me check the line of showers here. They're going to move through this morning, so they're, you know, weather dependent. If it's just rain, but if there's thunderstorms or lightning, then obviously there'll be some type of delay, I would imagine. But right now, it's a go. By the way, coming up right after the top of the hour news with Paul Rasmussen, we're going to check in with a physician about this new test for colon cancer that you may have heard of.
A blood test. Yeah. How about that?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.